whatever he sings, that will happen. Means everybody had the benefit of this music except this guy, himself. Why? Because he was busy with the instrument. He didn't care about that. That was the good business for him. He was busy with the heart. And at the end, in the graveyard, he was asking something for the harp. He was the neediest fellow we know. But he pretended that my need is to repair the chord of this instrument even. You see, he put the instrument first. Like a lot of people. This is an instrument given to me, right? Haven't you seen the people that this instrument is first? As if this is the king. For us, this is handmade. Because first of all, it's handmade. And second of all, it's made for us. And it's an instrument only for that. Any other question?
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Rayhan.
In line 2134. God did not bestow mercy and grace upon you, the wit of your logical deduction would break. I see the word mercy, rahmat.
You went too fast. I'm not there yet.
2134.
2134.
34.
174?
Page
173. Top. 34. Okay. 2134. Yes?
Mercy and grace. There's is it rahmat? What are those words?
There are two words over there. The first word is rahmat.
I got that.
You know what rahmat is? The second one is efzal.
Efzal
comes from father. And father means priority, higher echelon, being better,
preferable,
all that. And both are given to you just to keep that instrument of you intact. Means even if your logic, you feel that your logic is intact, because he has pity on you. He doesn't show you a lot of those miracles. Because if you see enough miracles, suddenly you will lose that confidence you have in logic. This happened to all philosophers. They start with the logic, and there is a moment that they will run and say, how stupid this logic is, because it's so limited and so super simplified, really, that to make sense, they simplified it, and it doesn't make sense anymore, because now, these days, is oversimplified. It's so simplified that if I talk to any of you, seriously, deep down, you believe that? Yes, we understand what's going on. And you cannot compare our understanding with the understanding of, let's say, cavemen. Interestingly, when it comes to spirituality, we are not that different. Our understanding is the same. The cavemen, knowledge about life was what? Nothing. I'm alive. Right? What's yours? Give me a better knowledge of life. What is life? What is being alive? The only thing you have is, I'm alive. That's it. And I know I'm alive because I'm alive. And if I tell you, no, you know you're alive because you're under the hallucination. You are injected with some drug. Now you think you're alive. Now what? Then nothing. Zilch, right? Yes, we know a lot about how to make industrial salt. But do we know why are we here? Do you know better than the caveman why are you here? How you're here, yes, you know a lot. How could you use your existence? Yes. How could you use this existence? Yes. But this is how? What happened to why? Don't you need an answer for that? Why am I here? I believe you do. You know why? Because if you know why you're here, you know what you should do. You're here to do something. You know why you don't remember it? Intentionally, because you want to do something else. Not you, that brain of you, that self, that separated one, will follow it next time, inshallah.